Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello and welcome to The On-Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
It's a beautiful day to podcast.
Welcome.
We are together.
Oh my gosh, we made it back to the mic. The mics are hot.
We made it back to life.
Barely.
We were talking about hello. We are Grey's Anatomy podcast. We deep dive all the episodes. We're currently starting season 19.
We are. I can't believe it. We're going back. Season 19, 1 and 2.
Yep. So we're just going to do 2 episodes to, I don't know.
Ease back in
a little bit. And we will be going through them. If you haven't watched them yet, highly recommend, because we are going to spoil them for you otherwise.
Yes.
Or if you're like, I don't want to watch it, can I just listen to you? Absolutely.
Yeah, but no, you will be spoiled, because we will be talking about the episodes.
Exactly. But maybe you just can't put yourself through it.
Yeah. You know what? Just turn the podcast off.
But we're really happy to be back. And along with that, we've talked about Patreon before, but we're getting literally back in the schedule. So this month is October. Welcome, spooky. We will be having a Zoom hangout this month, although I believe by the time you're hearing this,
it might be happening.
But we're going to do bonus episodes. We're getting back to our normal things. So yeah. If you are not a patron and you would like to join, this is a great month to do so.
Yes.
$2, $5, or $10 a month gets you all sorts of different levels. We talked about bonus episodes, Zoom hangouts, which are really fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I just really appreciate them. They're probably my favorite. Like, I keep sounding to say reward.
Yeah, it's a bonus benefit.
Yeah, benefit. You also get the episode a day early and ad-free, correct?
That is correct, because we have ads now.
And they're bonkers.
And so that means we have to take a break at some point. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, because then like an ad will come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Hopefully it's not about like guns. I think we took that one off, because that—
There was a gun one?
Like, that is like an option on there.
Oh, yeah. There was one in Spanish, my mom said.
You know what?
Which I
that's
like
fine.
That.
I'm fine with
I
that.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
But we definitely get some weird ads because we're not recording them. So thank you for putting up with them. Should we tell them? Can we tell people what we—
No. No.
Let's just say that Bree and I could maybe get dinner together at like a Qdoba.
You know what? I am sticking with this. It's going to pay off. But we hadn't been putting out new episodes either.
That's
true.
But
we're here. We're back. It's October. It's our month.
Yes.
And you don't know why, but it is.
So you get the episode a day early without ads. Also, I guess we're going to do post-op. We got to get back into that.
Yeah.
Who knows what today's will be about? It's a mystery bag, because we haven't thought about it.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that was a thing.
But post-op is when we hit stop, we call time of death, and then we continue to record for about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on where our brains take us.
I mean, sometimes some funny stuff shows up behind the paywall.
For sure.
And what's really great, you know, if you're like, I've never been a patron, and I'm all caught up to this week's episode. If you become $5 or $10, you get all the backlog of things. You get the bonus episodes from years prior, and you get all those post-ops. There were some issues with RSS feeds. So
my best advice is to just take it off and re-add it again.
Yes. And it's refresh on our Patreon, the RSS feed. It's posted.
Yes.
Pinned.
Yep. There's also just that's something that, like, if you're having user error with that, it is probably, I don't mean not It's not nothing I can do. It's something that like you need to just re-add and
or maybe reach out to Patreon and let them know, hey, this isn't working
with my phone
properly.
Yeah.
And then because I know nothing about technology.
I know.
I try and know a little bit, but yeah,
we know enough.
I mean, we're putting out a podcast. So yeah.
So welcome. Okay, Bree and I are alive. Okay. Most importantly, Bree is alive.
You guys, I did it. I'm alive.
It's actually not funny.
It's not. It was absolutely terrible. But I'm doing a lot better. I have a second surgery scheduled.
Perfect.
At the beginning of next year. But I just had a doctor's appointment last week, and it's going to be an even easier surgery than we had anticipated. So things are healing. Things are moving in the right direction. And just really grateful for all of the support from, you know, family and friends to this community, just giving us the time like to heal and get back at it, you know?
Are you still watching cable television or Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, we watch Jeopardy every night. Or if we don't, then we like watch three in a row. Okay. Oh, John downloaded the Jeopardy app on his phone to like play the game.
Okay, of course he did.
I know. But it's, yeah, and it's really funny because the music reminds me, you know, like the Wii music?
Yeah.
But it's like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And so every time I hear it, I want to go play like Mario Kart.
We are about to be due for a video game day.
Yes, we
are. It's about to be that season.
Yeah. Where we literally don't speak to each other and we all play our separate video games.
Yeah, because I have not finished Hogwarts Legacy. And actually, I was in the shower today thinking about it and being like, crap, I already forget what buttons to press.
Oh, yeah. You like, got to get back at it.
I know. So that's what winter. I don't know how I'm going to hold a baby and like a controller.
Just put them in a, like a bouncer and like.
I got a baby Bjorn.
Oh, perfect.
So it got delivered today.
So you don't.
So I'll just bounce him with my foot.
Yeah.
What if I'm like in an intense fight and I don't realize.
You also just said him, but we don't.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't know what it is. And I do keep saying him. I think it's just that pronoun comes quicker to me for some reason because patriarchy.
Do you have a feeling either way? I mean, gender is a construct.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not really. Yeah. Like I really don't. And it's weird when you walk into a room and an old woman looks at you and like stares at your belly and goes, ah, I think a girl. Like based on where it is.
Yeah.
And then I Google like, does how you're carrying actually.
Doesn't it actually mean
no,
something?
No, it's literal myth. Your body, your skeleton, like your body is going to carry however it's going to carry.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's a total.
But don't sometimes people who have multiple children and have different sex babies carry differently? Or could it just be age?
I think it could just be, there's so many factors. Like, it's just the second time your body's done this, or what time of year, or like.
Or the moon is a certain
way. Or you literally have aged. Also, I am just grateful that I'm just cutting it under the wire with the geriatric term.
Yeah. That's what
just
is it, 36?
Barely 35.
Oh, 35 is geriatric? That's bullshit.
I know. So I haven't had to do that. I did get COVID in Italy.
Yeah. So just give us a little update on what's been happening with you.
Well, I'm crushing wedding season. I'm almost there.
I thought you were going to say I'm crushing pregnancy.
No, I don't know that I am. But I have three more weddings left as of when you hear this, I will only have one left, which is honestly such a joy.
I have this feeling that you are just going to
collapse.
Become a pancake on the ground.
I think I deserve to be. I was really nervous when I got pregnant that I don't know how I will do this job. It's actually a very physical job. And I think I'm really holding on. Like I taped with kinesiology tape my belly up this weekend because it hurt to hold it.
Yeah.
And this weekend I have two in a row, a double whammy.
A double header.
And so, but I'm doing good. I don't know. Oh, got COVID in Italy. So what I'm going to say is that part was terrible. Literally my Italy trip was not great.
I'm so sorry. It's not funny.
No, flew to Italy, tested positive on like the first full day.
It's just like the worst possible thing that could
tested
happen.
Negative on the last day.
Like, what are the fucking chances of that?
I don't know. And if
no one else got it?
No, because I wore a mask and I sat at my own little fucking table while everyone else sat together.
Yeah.
Everyone I was with was like, come sit by us. Like, whatever. We don't care. My favorite was we've had COVID. And I was like, literally same. This is my third time. Like
not the first time I've been through this.
And if I'd not felt sick, I think it would have been okay. Cause I like, whatever. I would have worn a mask and like, but I felt miserable.
That is awful. I was
Mucinex
Yeah.
makes me crazy.
I think there is something in it that does make people kind of wet.
How do you feel when you take it? Because I know you have.
Doesn't it make you kind of like rage?
It makes me like
roid rage.
Feels like my head is not connected to me.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't take a lot of Mucinex.
Yeah.
But like, I think probably the last time I did is when I had COVID really
bad. It's like you're just desperate kind of to breathe.
Yeah.
Also, wow. Do you guys just know when you can breathe out your nose? Like, we take that for granted.
Also, did someone, like, go get you a COVID test in Italy?
The travel agent we were with had one.
Oh.
And then, yes. So, the funniest thing was on our way home from customs, they ask you if you've bought anything.
Yeah.
And, like, usually you lie anyways because, like, you're not going to tell them what you bought. But Jake and I looked at each other and we were like, literally nothing. Because I never went out into the town. And the only thing that I did buy was COVID tests and drugs. Like that was all baby aspirin. Because I have to take that now. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I don't know. When you're pregnant, you have to take baby aspirin. Because you have COVID and you might blood clot and die.
Oh.
So.
God. Like for until the end of your pregnancy?
Uh-huh. Isn't that weird?
Every
day? I had to get shots too. Jake gave me shots in my belly.
Shots of like anti...
It was some sort of blood thinner.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a bonding experience. I will say Jake and I were, I felt like very grateful that he was similar to how I think you felt about John when you were not well.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very grateful that I had him.
Yeah. Like
and
a partner.
He really turned it on as like being like a helpful, amazing partner.
When your partner is like strong enough to hold the fact that you're falling apart and they're just like there for you.
When you have to take turns.
Yeah.
Which also that partner yesterday painted the nursery the wrong color, which and like... It was fine and it will be fine, but it was the funniest. He was like locked himself in there for all afternoon and to surprise me.
You with the wrong color.
And the surprise was that he grabbed the wrong paint can. So anyways, that's us. We're fine. The baby's fine. As of today, I'm like 28 and a half weeks.
So that's, ticking.
My belly button is flat and in a couple weeks I fear it will be outie.
Does it always happen? Does it always become an outie?
Well, when I like push, it pops out. And it freaks.
Does it hurt?
No, I just hate how it looks so weird.
I mean, yeah. Well, the pregnancy.
It's a beautiful thing. Weird. Anyone who's been through it, just wow. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's really, really wild. And it's hard, as in like hard as a rock. I thought it would be like having a beautiful squishy belly, but it's like having
this thing
a brick.
That just attaches to
on the airplane. I couldn't reach my backpack that was in the seat in front of me. Like I kicked it forward.
Oh no.
And then, so I had to fully like widen my legs to make room.
Are you able to put shoes on still?
I have to put my foot up.
Okay. You're going to have to start wearing slippers soon everywhere.
I do wear compression socks now.
Good.
Why are those not cute?
I don't know.
The cutest brands are not cute.
No. Did you wear them on the plane? And then
sure
you're like,
did.
I should just keep wearing these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my ankles to swell.
I think I should just start wearing them too, probably.
They're not comfortable.
No.
No. So anyways, that's me. I'm fine.
And you went on another trip.
Did I? I went to Oregon.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. If you live there, gorgeous. I was in Bend.
Congratulations to you.
I was in Bend, which is like a very ritzy, beautiful town. Like,
is it?
Yes. It looks like in order to build something, you have to meet like all of this criteria, because I swear to God, at least where I was, every house, every building was like this. I'm not going to use the right term for architecture, but like it was just so picturesque. Like everything was beautiful. Nothing was ugly.
Nothing was out of place.
Everyone's yards were like impeccable. The fall colors were crazy. It was really, really fun.
So you had a nice trip.
Yeah, there, but I'm so glad to be home.
Yeah. And then no more travel?
One more.
Okay.
I'm going to New York with my mom after my last wedding of the year because I have tickets to see Merrily We Roll Along.
Yes, you are going to go.
With our short king, Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, I am going to go. I think I'll be fine. It's just a very short little stint. And when else am I going to go to New York to go see a show?
You also are
once
coming
I
to
have
a
this baby.
Notre Dame game with us.
I sure am right after that.
Yeah. Then that's the last travel.
South Bend is the grand finale, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
I take your family's photos the next day. Not with
Who?
You. Your sister and her family's.
Well, it would be nice if I was invited to their family
you're
photos.
Gonna be in, no, you're going to be in South Bend.
Oh, that's true. I will be.
I'm not staying the night in South Bend.
We don't know if we are either. I mean, we can always cancel our Airbnb stuff.
I can always sober drive you all.
I don't know.
Should we rent a van?
Oh my God, how much fun would that be?
Actually, I'd be like, shut the fuck up,
everyone! Knock it off.
Yeah. So then November is baby time. I have a baby shower. You're throwing me something really cute and special, which I'm like really looking forward to and feel grateful. And then I'm supposed to birth a baby in December.
December
29th is the due date, but okay. my horoscope
right.
said that life is going to get really stressful around Christmas.
So you're going to
and
labor.
Then I'll be chilling on New Year's Eve. So I think I'm going to have the baby around, better. I will be pissed if it's on Christmas.
But. Will you?
Yeah, because what a terrible birthday.
Yeah, it is a really bad
birthday. And then the
rest
of my Christmases for the rest of my life.
You already struggle with the Christmas day. Right. I feel like you'd be like, God damn it.
Right. Like, I just, it's just a lot to focus
Maybe
on.
Maybe you'll have a solstice baby. Like,
what's that, the 21st?
Yep. Like,
that'd be fine.
I mean, you'd miss my solstice party.
You have the shortest, darkest day of the year.
I mean, that's my nephew, Harry, and they say that he is the light in their family on the darkest day of the year.
I'm going to say minus the darkness.
You are darkness to me, child.
Yeah. So anyways. Okay. But give us an update on you.
Oh, everything's just great. Our car broke down.
When I got that text from you, I was like, oh no.
It's fine now. But we were on our way to a wedding. Like, so I think I talked about on the podcast, we were going to do like a week trip
out east.
And then my surgery didn't go well. And so we were like, okay, let's cancel that. But we still have to go to this wedding because John was officiating it. And we decided to use some Marriott points on, like, we were going to take 2 days to drive out there and use some Marriott points on a dope-ass hotel in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And then we got reservations at this really cool Italian restaurant. So we were supposed to arrive at 4 and then, like, reservations were at 6 and just, like, enjoy our time. Like, by the way, Pittsburgh is a cool city.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. So, but we didn't arrive at 4. We were like,
you were still in Brighton at 4?
Yeah, like an hour and a half, like into our drive.
Which is just far enough away to be inconvenient.
Yeah. Oh, very inconvenient.
Like if you've been 30 minutes away, you could have
gone, like, had our car towed home, you know?
And gotten a different car.
And like John had just said, like, this is like our first road trip together. And then all of a sudden, well, first there was like a weird thing, like this thing came on that said something about our sensors.
Okay.
But we had gone through fog and rain, you know, sensors can get weird. Uh-huh. So we had to like pull off, we wiped it off. I was like, I think it's fine. And literally like 5 minutes after that, our car just lost power. Like John was like, something's going on. And then we pulled on the side of the road on the highway, which is like the worst place to be. And the cars are going so fast by you. And like, I was just really like, I already knew it was going to be a long day driving. And I was like, now we have to like figure this out. So
are you there? God, it's me, Bree.
Yeah. Like this sucks really bad. Both of us are trying to stay really calm, and we are staying calm enough.
Not in your text messages. Is that where you were letting it loose?
Yes.
That's
well,
good.
And I think I was texting you like later too, because then I started kind of like losing my shit. so we like put in a request through our car insurance to get a tow, and it says you don't have roadside assistance. Somehow that got taken off our car insurance. I have no idea why or how, but we were like, great. So we got a call tow. It's fine. We have an extended warranty. It should cover our tow. We called the people, should cover our tow, and it should cover a rental up to 7 days. Great, great, great. Whatever. We call like a dealership in Brighton, Michigan. We're like, can we tow our Honda there? Let me just tell you, everyone, we bought this car last year with the idea that we wouldn't have any big fixes within the next few years while
Which
I didn't have a job.
Which is why you buy a new car.
Yes, right. Okay. And so we get our car towed and then we're at the dealership and the guy's like, we'll see what we can do. I don't know. And this is about the time I was texting you because like we had been sitting in this fucking dealership for so long. And I, you know, when you're just like crawling out of your skin, like I can't be here. I can't be here. And Abby was like, why don't you try and like go walk maybe? And I was like, that is a great idea. So I literally walked the dealership parking lot with like a meditation walking app on, just like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Did anyone ask if you were interested in a Honda?
No, okay. I would have punched him in the face. So then I come back in and John's sitting with the guy after I had my 30-minute walk. And John looks like
defeated,
like a ghost. It's just like, oh, no. And John was like, so it's the worst possible news.
Oh, no.
Number one, it is the fuel injector, which is not covered by Honda warranty. And it's a 2000 fix. And there are zero fuel injectors in the United States. And we don't know when we'll get them in. They're on back order. So your car's stuck in Brighton. We can. And then he was like, I'm not in sales, but you could try and trade your car in. And John was like, I don't think I can make that choice right now. Like, I literally don't think I can do that.
You know what? Props to that guy for trying. He was like, I'm going to make a sale.
Yeah, right now I'm going to make a sale.
John, what if you had bought the car?
No, John and I are like holding back tears. Aww. And then they call like the rental company. They have a few SUVs. So this weird guy in a minivan comes and picks us up. We go. And so it all ended up working out. But for this whole trip, we thought that nothing was covered, which meant our tow wasn't covered. Our rental wasn't covered. So we're like $3,000 in at this point, leading into a trip.
Into a very nice fancy Italian trip. Dinner. Yeah.
So we get to Pittsburgh. We miss.
What time?
Oh, 9:30. Miss okay. our reservations. Like, pretty much only get to sleep in this hotel briefly. Like, we got dinner downstairs. I had cold mashed potatoes. Oh. It was just like, I had two huge glasses of wine.
Okay, that's so good.
I was like, this is dumb. But as we were driving to Pittsburgh, like, I was crying a lot. And I was just trying to, like, keep it together.
The second day or just that first
that
day?
That first day. Okay. And John was, like, really sad, too. And then we were silent for a while. And he was like, I know not now, but we are going to have to, like, reset and pull it together. Because we were going to right. a wedding.
Right.
And so we woke up the next day and we were like, we just have to like put our game face on and just
yep.
go and have a good time. And it was a very lovely wedding. And then we got home. Well, then my mother fell
yeah.
and shattered her shoulder. So we rushed home on Sunday.
Rumor has it there has to be one Babbitt struggling at a time.
Well, it's like. My sister and I were texting that it's literally like the broken taking care of the broken in my family.
I almost peed.
Like we're all falling oh, apart, no. but we're like yeah. my surgery didn't go well, but I'm well enough to come and like empty your trash can right. for you. I don't know. It's ridiculous. So we get home at like close to 1 a.m. after having a terrible experience at Panera on the Ohio Turnpike.
Never good. Never. Panera's honestly never
I
good
I literally
anymore.
Got a U-Pick too, and it was $22.
Panera has gone feral.
It's out of control. Out of control.
I had French onion soup that was sludge. Like, it was literally sludge.
So,
it used to be a delicacy.
And it was like $7.99 for a U-Pick too. But I got a really small salad and a turkey chili, and it was... awful. It was awful. But we get home very late and John pulls out our paperwork and it says right on the paperwork that fuel injectors are covered. Turns out the dealership was only talking about Honda warranty and we bought an extended warranty.
Separate.
Yeah. And so we called them the next day. $100. $100 is all.
David, but then, you could have gone to Niagara Falls.
I know. And then we didn't have any.
Actually, you couldn't have because your mother fell.
Because my mother fell. But then we didn't have a car. So you were going to let me borrow a car. And we were going to go return our rental. And like John was on his about to leave to return the rental. And the Honda dealership called and said, we've got a loaner car for you. So I've been driving a truck.
Oh, do you still have it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see
Honda
it.
Truck. Drives great. I think we're yeah. truck people now. And then they were like, we literally don't know when your car is going to be fixed. Like, could be a month, could be yeah. two. And we got a call from them today. Our car is fixed.
So the problem I have with this whole story is yeah. that they made you miserable for that day when it, like, if you yeah. had all of this news.
Yeah. They made
you
us.
Still wouldn't have made it to your Italian dinner, but you might not have been so sad.
No, because we were like, oh my God, like. We can't spend any money on this trip. We have right. this huge expense that we weren't anticipating. I mean, like, it was, we were really down in the mm-hmm. dumps about it. And had they just, like, and we, the thing that annoys me is we told them we had an extended warranty, but we learned a lesson to keep that paperwork in the car at all times.
Good to know.
Sorry, just hit my water bottle. So anyway, that like, it was really bad, but then our luck kind of turned around and now it's like, fine. Also, my mom was supposed to get surgery and doesn't have to. So,
okay,
like,
okay.
So I'm just like,
don't move.
Yeah, like, good things are happening.
Let's good things just are happening.
Keep it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Take some of my good energy, because for a while there, I was telling people, like, don't come near us. We are cursed. Our family is cursed. So I don't mean to be like super negative, but like that's
you're not. That's a very positive story.
Yes, I guess, but it was not positive.
You looked beautiful at the ball.
Oh my gosh, thank you. It was a black tie wedding. So it's a ball. Super anxiety producing. John looked great. He bought a tux.
Of course, he was probably regretting that tux purchase when the car thing happened.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was ruminating, like, can I return the custom tux?
Why did I do this? But yeah, and we stayed at The Line in Washington, D.C., which they have some other hotels like in L.A. and
New York, I think.
Yeah, they're really pretty. Very cool hotel. Sweet. So, and John officiated the wedding.
Crushed it.
And the wedding itself was at, it's called the Perry Beaumont House in Washington, D.C. And they just opened it up to like the public to do events. But it was like a socialite's home.
It looked cool.
It looked like Versailles. So it's very, very cool. And they were one of the first weddings to have like an event there.
Wow.
Fancy schmancy. Yeah. Very nice people.
What was the photographer like running around?
Yeah. It was a guy. Uh-huh. And I think he had a second shooter.
Nice.
Do
you think you're in any photos?
Well, yeah. So this is I'll end with this story. So John is officiating the wedding, a friend from college, like one of his close friends. But they also had a wedding party, two people on each side. And John calls me because he had to go early to the ceremony, obviously. And so I went with the rest of the friends. And I'm getting ready. And he calls me and he's like, I just wanted to let you know where we're seated at the reception. And I said, great. Assuming we'd be by our other friends.
Head table, baby.
Directly next to the bride and groom. And I was like, you fucking kidding me? So I'm in all of those photos.
So you had to be so aware of like.
John and I were very aware the entire time. We didn't pull our phones out. Like we just were very engaged and like laughing at
not
all.
Not everyone does that. So then I just cropped them out.
Yeah.
Good job.
I mean, what are the chances?
I don't know.
Like that's like the big
seat.
That's the seat. And we were there.
Wow.
I was like, I'm not meant to be here at this black tie event.
Why am I here?
My car is broken down. Everything's falling apart. I brought four dresses. Only
I
wore
the
one.
You chose.
Thanks.
It was a good choice.
Maybe I'll post something on the podcast.
When we do episodes, we should also post personal. Like, I should be like, look, I don't fit into regular pants.
Yeah.
And you can be like, look, here's my car, my truck.
Look,
I wonder if people would like a visual.
I bet they would. Maybe you can take a photo of me by the truck because we're going to have to give it up tomorrow.
That's perfect. Yeah, we got to do that. And before we get in, I just want to say my new dog is...
He's a snoozy Susie.
He's so chill, except when you leave him home alone. But that's more of a me problem than a him because I should just... If I didn't watch the camera...
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Because he goes in his crate.
Mm-hmm, and he can't get out.
Yeah.
He tries, though, with his teeth, which is why I feel bad. He, like, bites the metal, and he has very chipped teeth.
How do you fix that?
I don't know. Someone said I should try to – I think he farted. I don't know. Someone said I should try to put, like, vinegar on to, like, deter from the taste.
But I meant, like, how do you fix the like,
teeth? The separation anxiety?
Yeah.
It's getting better. Like, he did not start barking until 10 minutes after I left, which is growth. Because he was eating his food and then he had a frozen Kong. So he was, like, chill enough to focus on food.
Okay.
And then once the food was gone and he was like, wait, I don't want to be in
here. But he can go in there when you guys sleep, so he just knows.
Oh, yeah. At night, there's a bed in there at night.
Oh.
And he gets so cozy in there. And I mean, he doesn't make a peep. He loves it. He goes in there by himself. But if there was a bed in there when he was upset, he would
tear it up. Yeah.
Which is sad because he has to sit on a metal pan because he tore the plastic pan up. So it's literally like a frying pan that he's sitting on. And he's a cold,
hey, man.
And he's
your
a cold,
choice.
And he's a cold boy.
Your choice, man.
Yeah. So, anyways.
But I mean, like, are there trainings for like anxiety?
I do a lot about. Every day I do a whole crate relaxation exercise.
So mindfulness and meditation.
I like, we go in and we go out. We go in and we go out. We go in and we go out. And then I put them in and I go like out the door and I come back, give them a treat. I go out the door for a few more seconds. It's like He needs to know that, like, and he has to be sitting or laying down for to get to the treat. So he has to learn, like,
on the frying pan.
I have to self-regulate on this frying pan.
You are literally giving your dog therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The trainers, he's going to board and train again.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. And the trainers have, they believe, like, they're like, it can be fixed. Also, he's not allowed on furniture, which is killing me because I like to snuggle with my dog. But basically, we're trying, and like, he's on this little cot right now with a tethered to the table.
Yeah.
And like when I was working, I had him out here because I'm trying to create that, like, he can be okay not near me.
Yeah.
He does not need to be by me all the time.
Wow.
So I'm really a blank slate, you know? McCoy, I learned to adjust my life to McCoy.
We're not doing that this time.
No, this dog is going to have a rude awakening.
Yeah. In a few months here.
Yeah.
Two and a half months.
He's fine.
Yeah. He's snoozing.
Yeah.
He's very cute. Okay. Well, that was a big update.
This would be a great place to take a break.
Yes. Great.
So I don't know what kind of ad. There might not be one, but if there is, enjoy it. And we will be back to talk about Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Great. We're back. Season 19. How do you feel about it?
In general?
Yeah. Like, how did you feel watching these two episodes?
Well, I feel confused.
Uh-huh.
Like, I felt like, shit, I don't really remember what happened at the end of 18, and we just watched season 19. But I was like, are these interns, did we have them in 18? And I'm like, no, right. We didn't. So I just felt a little, it took me a while to get, like, mm-hmm. into
acclimated.
It. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, same. It's like it felt recent at the same time that it felt like, what is happening?
Yes.
I think it's also been confusing because we've gone back and watched some old Grays.
Yes.
And I have continued to just, like, meander on there. And so I'm like, who, what?
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine. We're going to push through this and be positive, but it's just old Grays is superior.
It is.
So, all right, let's run through. We're doing season 19, episode 1 and 2. Everything has changed and wasn't expecting that. Everything has changed. Transplant surgeons typically transport donor organs by carefully packing them on ice and racing as fast as they can to the recipient. The organ can only survive a certain amount of time until it's placed into its new body. At best, the heart and lungs only have 6 hours, but recently, scientists have developed machines that can improve these odds. Essentially, certain organs can now travel in a box that continuously perfuses them with nutrients, preserving their viability. This innovation has allowed us to increase the number of organs available for transplantation, and for over 100,000 people in this country who are currently waiting for an organ, it's a chance at new life. When you get a new organ, you spend your life on medications designed to suppress your immune system so that your body won't reject it, but at least you have a life to spend and a body to medicate. Second chances can feel like an insult if you can't get over what you lost the first time around, or they feel like a miracle, like a hard-fought victory, a chance to live the life you've always wanted. Meredith Grey.
Second one, wasn't expecting that. My mother always used to say that you can tell the difference between an intern and a second-year resident by their sutures. One of the more common mistakes an intern makes is tying their sutures too tightly, which causes tension. The more tension, the longer it takes the wound to heal. It decreases blood flow, increases scar formation, and even necrosis the skin. So even though they may have technically closed the wound, they may have opened a door to even more problems. Tensions exist throughout the entire body. How it affects you depends on how you manage it. Some people can self-regulate by, breathing, meditation, exercise. They develop tools that help them fight the stress and reduce the pain it causes. But not all people are wired that way. Some people feel completely overwhelmed by it, and the tension freezes their bodies until they can't move at all. Meredith Grey.
Shotgun workup. We have Marina Milton, brain injury.
Howard Jones, heart failure.
Liam Collins, brain death.
Sarah Martinez, multiple organ failure.
Mr. Varys, track infection.
Chase Sams. Septic shock, DIC, bilateral pleural infusions, and meningococcus.
Nice. Bruno, food poisoning.
Harold Peters, foreign body in rectum and cardiac arrest.
All right, rounds. Before I say this, is it Micah or me? It's Micah.
I think Micah? It's Micah.
Okay, yeah.
I think.
We meet our new rounds of interns, Simone Griffith, Lucas Adams, Jules Millen, Benson Kwan, Micah Yasuda. Some of the doctors think that they are the bottom of the barrel, but Meredith and Richard claim that they were chosen specifically because they believe in second chances and that they saw a special spark in each of them.
Nick and Meredith see each other for the first time in 6 months, and Meredith asks Nick to become the head of the residency program. She then tells him that she knows her life's a mess, but she still loves him. He comes out with her to Zola's school presentation.
The Seattle Gray Hospital is without any senior residents, and Schmidt asks to leave his position in OB to become chief resident.
Bailey tells Richard that she's still not ready to come back to work, and Owen and Teddy return only for Meredith to find out that Owen has a suspended license for 6 more months. Teddy and Owen continually complain to other doctors about each other, and it is clear that they are not in a good place.
A tornado previously hit Seattle, and the doctors are all dealing with the repercussions of what happened to a group of people who were on a bus that flipped. Over 14 of them may be brain dead, and 9 of these patients are organ donors.
The attending surgeons and interns work together to solve a medical mystery when a college kid comes in with what looks like food poisoning, but has escalating and dire complications.
Zola is giving a presentation on her hero, and she has chosen Alice Gray. When she starts talking about early onset Alzheimer's, she begins to have a panic attack, and Meredith has to rush on stage.
Helm is working at Joe's bar next door, and Levi tries to get her to come back to the hospital, but she is adamant that she is happier where she is without such a stressful job.
All right.
First note.
Mine is Link and Jules know each other and slept together, similar to Derek and Mare, but she does not care about him. Like, just right away, I was like, wow, I forget how much reflection there is in these early episodes.
Yeah. Mine is new interns, Jules, Yasuda, Little Shepherd, a.k.a. Lucas Adams. My second one was, it was nice to be back in the intern locker room.
Yes.
I really liked that.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like we've seen that in a really long time. No.
And it was that, because we always see that fancy locker room.
Yeah, where the residents are.
That one just makes me think of when Izzy left Alex. That's what that locker room makes me think of. But yeah, this one is great. It's really throwing it back. I mean, Lucas has his shirt off, but is being like very dumb kind of. And I like how Yasuda says something like, he's a 10, but he won't shut up.
Yes.
And so it felt very like Alex, Christina.
Yeah. Like, but do you feel like, there's part of it that feels like they're trying to pull on like the original interns, but then part of it is like, they're not.
I think it's like their experiences, but not their characters. I'm like, I don't
say more.
Okay. So like they're in the locker room and one of them has slept with an attending already.
Yes.
There is a patient that is a mystery patient and they have to work together to solve it.
Yeah.
That happened with Katie Bryce.
Yeah.
There is a multiple organ donor situation.
Right.
Didn't Alex also lie about something? And like Quan does that. So to me, it's not that the characters are reflect. It's not like, oh, Quan is the Karev.
Yeah.
But it's like they're putting them in similar
situations. Yes.
So much is brought up too. Like if we want to really quick, maybe just talk about the things that make us think of early Grays.
Yeah.
One that hit me right away was obviously like the Link and Jules thing. And then Meredith referencing the paperwork.
Yes.
Like there's paperwork for that now. We saw that literally happen.
Develop and when it's harassment.
Yes. Yes.
When Chief doesn't make Bailey fill out the paperwork.
Right.
And then she says it's harassment. Yeah. Or what's Chief's old wife's name?
Who's Adele.
Adele. Thank you.
Oh, I miss her.
I know. We were talking about her recently, weren't we?
I think I crapped on her character, but now I would take her back in a second.
Yeah.
Like I need her drama.
Yeah, she was great. Okay, yeah. So there was the paperwork, the HR thing. Yeah. And I love how too it kind of played out differently with like Jules and Link, where she's like, I am not interested. Where it was different with Meredith and Derek.
Very different. Yeah. And also like she told Yasuda that she accidentally slept with an attending, and Yasuda didn't have like a bad reaction to it. She was just like, oh shit. Versus like when everyone found out about Meredith.
Yes.
They judged her for it.
If you want to be a shark, be a shark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so intense. I loved the mystery patient. Like not knowing what was happening. They also referenced, what was that syndrome that Meredith helped? We talked about the episode last where the mom, Kawasaki's.
Oh yeah.
Like Quan lists that as something. He's like, it's not that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Mystery disease from another past Grey's episode. I feel like that had to have been purposeful.
Yes. I like that we're talking about similarities right now, right?
If we want to.
I'm trying to think about other similarities. I don't really remember anymore.
Well, Lucas is living in the hospital. Which is giving Callie. It's yeah. Didn't Christina actually sleep there?
I think she did, or for a little bit. Well, then she got an apartment that was close by, so she could
she
be
could
over
be
there
first. Yeah. Yeah. And
also, there's like, there's something like happening with Dr. Griffith that like, isn't there like Alzheimer's involved? Like her grandma?
Yeah, we don't know that yet because she says the tornado caused a family incident.
Yeah.
But the issue is, yeah, her she's living with her grandma because her mother died giving birth to her in that hospital.
Yes.
But yes, but her so grandma like, has Alzheimer's.
Well, and so there's like a connection there like about the hospital and the mom and the.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also that she doesn't tell anyone.
Right.
Kind of like Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. This is. Like a show like these seasons where like when I'm watching it, I'm like, ugh. And then when I talk about it, I'm like, okay, they're trying.
Yeah. And it's hard because I remember we talked about this when we were live reacting to these episodes. Like it is hard because I was, spoiler alert, we've already talked about these episodes. So if mm-hmm. you haven't watched them, I'm about to spoil something. But I remember like feeling some things with Griffith and Lucas, uh-huh. you know, at the end and like being excited about all of yeah. that, but it still doesn't hit as hard as like and not even I'm not even talking like 1, 2, 3, 4 season of original Grace. I'm even talking like 10, 11, 12
yeah uh-huh.
like
yeah.
even 13 was fine, but yeah. like something there's just a really big disconnect now because it's almost like I wish, and we talked about this before, but like they could somehow do a spinoff of this show.
Oh, yeah. And just start over.
Yeah.
Meredith, like, telling Nick that she loves him should give me feels, and I feel nothing.
Nothing. They make me, again, I forgot how uncomfortable I feel when they are on the screen together. Also, Nick, as a surgeon, needs to button his top button. It was way too open for him to be dealing with patients. Like, he had it, like, 3 buttons undone. Just chest hair everywhere. Inappropriate.
Meredith talks to him about feeling numb. And I was like, I feel numb. Like, yeah. I feel nothing with this. But, okay, I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
That's okay.
Also, the whole, it's almost like the show is trying to have a second chance and these interns are talking about like their second, this is their second chance. I don't think they're the top of the choice. Like,
yes.
They're not the bottom of the barrel, but they're definitely not your top choices. Bailey thinks they're duds.
Yeah. Another similar thing was with Meredith brings them into the OR room in the beginning and you think she's going to give like the Richard speech, but it's a little bit different.
It's a little different. Also, so interesting, like in the OR room that Richard takes them into, there's literally just an operating table.
Yes.
And there's like all this high tech shit, which is yeah. like showing, I guess, the growth of like science. I yes. don't know. But how much has changed. Let's maybe talk about the Meredith and Nick if we have anything to say.
Yeah.
So we last left off with her having a mentee bee mm-hmm. and she yells Nick's name. She runs out in the hall and says his name, and that's when the show ends. And we think he doesn't hear her.
Mm-hmm.
We find out very quickly that he did hear her, but he needed more than that.
And she's been sad for 6 months.
For 6 months, they've not spoken.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the end. It's interesting too that Meredith tells Simone right before this, like, don't become numb. Like, you need to, like, that's like the advice she gives her. And then immediately she goes to Nick. She's like, I've been numb.
Yeah. And also, like, it kind of annoyed me how quickly they, like, resolved it.
Right.
There were 6 months had gone by. And it was, like, over 2 episodes, right? But, uh-huh. like, it was pretty quickly that he was like, I'm going to take you to dinner. Yeah, and she was like,
how about an assembly?
Yeah, let's go to Zola's assembly. And like he was fine with that. And how quickly he was like open to taking the residency program. And yeah. just like, I don't know, it would have been nice. I think they're trying to wrap it up because we know that Meredith leaves. Right. But like, I wish there would have been a little more like push and pull.
Elevators and tension, baby.
There was no tension. It was just like, okay. I've been numb and like people have walked out of my life. And he's like, that's okay. No, that's not how humans work usually.
Right. It was very anticlimactic.
Agreed.
Similarly, like I should be feeling the feels for Maggie and Winston who are starting to go through it.
Yeah.
And I'm not. Like, no. I just, even that part where he like kind of speaks up and is like, you took over my, like you took my surgery spot, you know, whatever. And then he's like, we need to teach blah, blah, blah. And then they like make a joke and he's like, I had a really good teacher, like talking about her. Like they, there's just, it just the, I'm calling them the adults. There's the adults and the kids of the show. They're mm-hmm. all adults. The adult storylines could not be more boring to me. Mm-hmm. Teddy and Owen fighting. I am like, please just shut up.
We've had done this 1,000 times.
Right. I'm not looking forward to the episode where they learn to have sex.
I forgot that, this was this. Is this where they do TikToks?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Don't love it.
Bailey is not around. No. She's being a mom.
She's being a mom.
And volunteering and doing a lot of other things. She's planting. Whoa, your dog just farted.
Yeah, dude. It smells bad. I'm really sorry. He's so relaxed.
He's just stressed. Really stretching.
Oh. Also, the sun is creeping up on you.
That's okay.
Okay.
Wow. So
I'm so sorry. I have a candle lit. Move it closer to you.
Bailey, we think that Joe thinks that Bailey wants to be her mom friend.
Right.
But really, Bailey is trying to get the scoop on what's going on at the hospital. But even like, you know, Bailey, he used to have such good teaching moments and like, good for Bailey taking the time off. Like, mental health is so important, all of that. But like, it's the writing. Like, even those, like, I started a garden and I'm like, I'm planting seeds and like waiting for roots to grow. I'm just like, this is dumb.
This is the season of Bailey not actually saying anything. She doesn't give a speech to Meredith, and then we don't get to see her.
Yes, her, I forgot about
Catherine
it.
Fox.
I don't
speech.
Know. Like, bye.
She's literally speechless in this season.
Yeah.
Like, it was, there was like, it was sort of Bailey-ish funny when she's like Imperial Intelligence Source. Like, she gets sort of nerdy for a minute. Also, Joe is annoying.
Yeah, I think I don't like Joe.
I don't like the adults. I think this is where if I just focus on the interns,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, you don't annoy me yet. You have depth. Or you're going to hopefully have depth. I also like Helm.
Yeah. Helm's fine.
But I liked, but yeah, but like the actual old characters now are so washed up in these later seasons. They just need to leave.
There's just like no storyline with them anymore. And it, like, why is Richard still working? How is he still there?
Who even knows? Also, what's with Catherine? In this season. She's not been in these two episodes, so I guess we don't.
She's living with cancer, I think, right?
That's what happened in the last
part. So I think she's just.
Okay.
And then also, is Amelia dating Kai?
Great question. I believe yes.
Yeah, they're dating.
Wasn't them making out in the parking lot? The last thing that we saw.
But then they end up breaking up, right?
Because
right,
they're basically long distance.
Yeah.
We get her, we get Kai on FaceTimes.
Yeah.
But we don't get them in real life for
right.
very often.
Okay.
So I guess like Lucas or Quan thinking that Lucas and Amelia are dating is like kind of funny. Like as a storyline, but I don't know.
But whatever.
But I guess
it is fun and not funny, but it's interesting that Lucas would rather be like having sex with an attending than have people know that who his
that
family
he's related
is.
To all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that was a big reveal, I guess. It's not for us because we've seen this before, but the reveal of Lucas being Derek's favorite nephew.
Yes.
Was supposed to be like a big aha.
Uh-huh. And really, like, being a lot like Amelia, not
correct.
Like Derek.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Lucas is hot. Some people disagree,
yeah.
but I
no,
think
No, I think he's very good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did good.
Yeah. He's got good hair. Like, he's got shepherd hair.
He does have shepherd hair. Okay, let's see. What else here? A time I laughed was when Schmidt said, I'll be the vagina.
Yeah, that was good.
Knowing that the vagina can lift up to 30 pounds.
Yeah, and I stretch believe, 200 times its size.
I believe that now because mine is holding in so much.
Yeah.
I didn't think that you'd feel that, but it literally feels like it's working really hard.
Yeah, those muscles.
To keep everything inside of me.
Yeah, otherwise it would just
fall out. And it does when I sneeze. If anyone, actually, you're going to say, everyone's going to say, pelvic floor therapy, I'm going.
Leave her alone.
But don't fucking make me laugh if I have to pee. And if I have to sneeze, I literally start panicking. I have to run to a bathroom.
Because it's like full pee?
I've had full peas.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, it's really horrible. Like, it's so, I'm like, what do I do if I have to sneeze at a wedding and I haven't had time to go pee? Because I like then prepare for it. Like, I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God. And then it's just still.
And then you pee your pants.
It's involuntary.
Wow.
I know. I got to go back to pelvic floor therapy.
Things are not going
Things
well.
Things are not well. Let's see.
So yeah, Schmidt is over OB and wants to go back to the surgical program.
Yeah, I did like when Joe was like, change your face, which like, if I'm giving birth and my doctor looks disgusted by my vagina, get the fuck out.
Yes. Oh God. Then we got the black scrubs. This, we were talking about like how everything's so fucking pointed.
Did I miss that? I must have missed that like part. But Joe, I remember, brings in that box.
Yeah. And is like, no, we're changing from pink to black because all of our bodies are on attack. And which is like true. But like,
it's true, but I would like to escapism and watch television in which that's not happening.
Yeah, and we've just talked about how they are writing these things. It's just like,
lazily done.
Yes, agreed.
Which, like, there is going to be all of that this season because we don't forget that Addison comes back and they have the clinic.
Oh, she's, like, driving that big truck?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're doing abortion care. And yeah, they get egged. I don't know. They don't get egged. They get something done to a car.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's all to come.
And then we get Zola
being a super smart genius.
Yeah. I'm being very upset that she's going to be alone because her aunt and her mom are going to die from Alzheimer's.
That did make me a little emotional that when she started to panic was when she says early onset Alzheimer's.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that was very sad and is a real fear that like if your grandma, like it's genetic. So like that was,
and she has the trauma of losing her dad.
Yes. And her mom has almost died every season.
Also trauma with being adopted.
Yes. She has a lot of, like it's a lot for her. And then her house is going to light on fire. This.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. We have a lot happening. I did love the little, we're just chatting now. I loved the one Helm said, she's talking to Levi and she finally, like they say out loud, like she's like, I get it. Meredith's straight. And she said, I have enough self-esteem now to only fall for women who might fall for me back, which is setting up for Helm's love journey.
With the Yasuda, right?
Right. Which we've waited. Helm has been on the show for years.
And we have waited for
And she's just had a crush on Meredith. It's so unrealistic.
Yes.
So, what'd you think about the man with the phone in his body?
Wait, so he put the phone up his butt to piss off his wife?
Because she's always on it.
That was the craziest logic ever.
I wished it was like a sexual thing.
Me too. I thought it was like going to be like a
a
pleasure thing.
But it was like, I'm annoyed with you, so I'm going to put the phone up my ass?
Like, ow.
Literally, ow. He's going to need some tucks.
Yeah, for sure.
I also liked the line of the kid who's roommates with the mystery patient. He said, I'm the kid who killed their college roommate. They're going to make podcasts about me. And I feel like they would. Like that is a podcast topic 100%.
I'm excited for when do they move into Meredith's house? After the fire?
Great question. Yes, it's got to be.
Okay.
It's at the very end. It's like towards the tail end of the season because it sets us up, I think.
For the wedding?
No, for like the next season. Like,
did 20 happen? 20 didn't happen.
No, I know. But I mean, like, I think it.
But they're living together. They have that big party and then she goes to get married.
But I think that's only like a couple episodes.
Oh, is it?
Okay. So I think it happens towards the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel terrible for that family that Lucas told the wrong one and they didn't get to say goodbye to their.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that probably something like that happened before in a like earlier season.
For sure. Too. Someone making a mistake.
The like organ palooza that Yasuda said and like Amelia being like, you don't get to speak for the rest of the time.
I didn't think that was that insensitive.
I didn't really either.
But I guess Amelia is turning. She's trying to be serious.
Yeah. The other thing I will say is like when Jules is like super upset because she couldn't get the leg to stop bleeding or whatever. And then Meredith tells
Simone
to like go be supportive of her and like that pretty much like preaching like you guys are going to have each other, right?
And they end up being close friends too. Yes. I think Jules is like her maid of honor.
Yeah. So, and then they went and got stuffed animals in the gift shop.
Yeah, but then we see them down in the basement sitting, yeah, which is another great like, yes, location.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it.
That is really it. Like, fine, but like not that much, I feel like, happened. We're like introducing new characters.
Correct.
Do you want to do notes and trivia?
Sure. This episode's title originated from the song Everything Has Changed, originally sung by Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran.
It scored 3.8 million viewers.
It marks the 400th overall appearance of Ellen Pompeo as Meredith Grey.
Wow. This episode breaks the record with the largest main cast since season 12.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Crediting 17 series regulars. And then it says all of these people who are the new interns are added to the main cast of the episode, marking only for the second time in the show's history that actors immediately join the cast as series regulars without any guest appearances first. Well, interesting.
So even like Jackson, I wonder, was you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they weren't. This episode's title originated from the song Wasn't Expecting That, originally sung by Jamie Lawson.
It scored 3.32 million viewers.
This is wild. It's the first time that the hospital's gift shop is shown on screen.
That is really, yeah.
That's bonkers. Well, Catherine Fox Award. Not Meredith.
No.
I'm going to give it to Leave. What about Schmidt? He gets out of OB and advocates for himself to be chief resident, but then he's kind of struggling.
Yeah.
Who solves the mystery? Oh, Simone.
I was going to say Simone. She is there for Jules.
And solves the medical, yeah, mystery. Let's give it to Simone.
Okay. What would you rate it?
Are we going on a 10 scale?
You were going on a 10 scale. 10 scale post.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it like a 4.5. I was pretty bored.
Yep. There's better ones in the season, I know.
I agree. And like, I don't think all of them are 5s, but this, I mean, and sometimes beginning of the seasons, we feel like are not
really
that good.
It's a lot to establish.
So that's okay. Well, stick around. If you're a $10 patron, we're going to do a quick post-op. Otherwise, thanks for waiting for us to come back.
Yes.
Let us know your thoughts of season 19, what you're looking forward to.
Absolutely. Time of death is 1727.
Beep.